Bias for Life, Shir 77, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Parshas Noach. We mentioned that one of the most important parts of Shalom Bias is the communication part, when there is adequate communication between the two spouses. And the reason why this is so difficult many times is because men and women tend to enjoy different kinds of conversation. Men enjoy purposeful conversation, that we feel we are coming out with something, we have a conclusion, we have a solution, something like that interests a man in conversation. A woman is totally different. A woman is not so interested in the outcome. It is the emotional feeling that the conversation expresses, like we discussed. And therefore, a person has to try to be cognizant of the way he is conducting his conversation. Because we are dealing with a man and a woman, and each one has their own interests, if we want to advance our Shalom Bayis, we have to try to do it on our spouse's terms to the best that we can. Meaning we all have emotional needs, and we need our emotional needs to be met, and if we want to have Shalom Bayis, we have to meet our spouse's emotional needs. And therefore, we have to try to find that happy medium. For example, a woman. If she's going to drone on and on about the emotional state of what happened to her today, her husband will ultimately lose interest. And she has to be cognizant of that. But on the other hand, for her own emotional well-being, she has to be able to express her emotions. So if you feel that your husband is not being receptive to your emotional conversation, number one, you can try to have an open conversation with your husband. Open communication is the best in every relationship. If you are able to have an open conversation and bring up the concept that you enjoy talking about these various emotional things, and this is what helps you feel connected, hopefully, Bez Hashem, your husband will be receptive, and that will enhance the marriage. And sometimes it's a balance. Even if your husband is receptive, sometimes you feel that you need more of an emotional conversation. So then you have to get yourself a friend, a neighbor, talk to your sister, fulfill your emotional needs to their fullest with someone else. Because like everything in life, it's a balance. In order to have Shalom Bayis, we have to give a little bit and we take a little bit. And when we are balanced together, that is Shalom. Every husband is different, and every wife is different. Every scenario is a different story. But if we make the attempt to try to find that happy medium, Be'ez Hashem, we will have Siyata Deshmaya and have Shalom Bayis.